This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister hails diplomatic corps, farmers to benefit from higher yam prices, and William Bunny Ruggs Clark hailed as reggae ambassador. The news in detail after this message.
We want a productive Jamaica. We are a productive Jamaica. Productivity to move forward on this land. Productivity, that's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is underscoring the importance of multinational cooperation in solving the country's development problems. Mrs. Simpson-Miller was addressing members of the diplomatic corps Tuesday as part of activities to mark Diplomatic Week 2014.
I value the strengthening of relations between Jamaica and the countries you represent. Interdependency between nations and the global nature of many of the problems we face require us to deepen the dialogue between our peoples and our countries. More and more, we must build meaningful partnerships so that we can create a better and more predictable future for generations to come.
The Prime Minister also hailed the nation's diplomatic corps for the continued work towards promoting mutually beneficial relations between Jamaica and other countries and institutions. Diplomatic Week 2014 is being celebrated from February 2 to 7 under the theme Partnership for Growth. Yam farmers are set to benefit from a $5 increase on the selling price of the produce. This after Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark successfully mediated between the farmers and exporters for a price increase. Farmers will now receive $40 per pound, up from the previous $35. Mr. Clark says due to a glut on the yam market, some farmers had attempted to sell at a low price to get rid of their produce. And based on complaints from other farmers, he brought the farmers and exporters together at a meeting to reach an agreement until stability returns to the industry.
The farmers are bemoaning the fact that they were only getting $35 per pound for the yams. No. The exporters have indicated that there has been a drop in the price that they are getting. The exporters have decided that they will pay $40 now, and the farmers who were there seem satisfied.
Minister Clark was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna has hailed late former lead singer of the reggae band Third World, William Bunny Ruggs Clark, as a true reggae ambassador. The singer passed away on February 3 after illness. Minister Hanna says the island is grateful and proud of his contribution in bringing Jamaica's music to the world. She says the late singer had a spellbinding charisma and stage presence. The minister also offered condolences to the family of Bunny Ruggs, including his musical brothers in Third World. Bunny Ruggs was lead singer for Third World since 1976. Prior to that, he sang with Inner Circle. He would have turned 66 this Thursday, February 6. And the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, will be heightening its public awareness campaign aimed at discouraging crocodile consumption, which is illegal in Jamaica. Manager for NEPA's Ecosystems Management Branch, Andrea Donaldson, says the campaign will utilize the media as well as town meetings to sensitize persons about how crocodiles should be treated in and outside of their habitat. NEPA will be exploring the possibility of creating sanctuaries in an effort to provide greater protection for the crocodile population.
So it's to get the public to change, you know, their perception that everything in Jamaica, every wildlife, plant and animal, has a linkage to the ecosystem that makes it healthy. That makes our tourism product very important. That makes the air that we breathe very important. That makes the water that we drink it important.
Ms. Donaldson was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The penalty for capturing the animal, harming one, or having any part of the crocodile in one's possession, living or dead, is $100,000 and or a prison term of up to 2 years. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.